Welcome back, everyone, for this week's episode of our Smoky Mountain Wrestling Podcast. This is Smoky Mountain Wrestling, episode number 68 from May the 15th of 1993. It's the Volunteer Slam 1993. A lot going on, a lot of things happening. We've basically got the next two episodes to go through, Volunteer Slam and the last Tango in Tennessee, which will be next week with 69. But with that said, we've been having connection problems this morning, but we're here now. And first off, we got a couple things we got to get off our chest. One, it sounds like Harper is Harper's mad. They took the well, Harper, how are you doing first this morning? You okay?
Fucking Hallmark Channel took the Golden Girls off. Now I gotta watch this shit on fucking Hulu. Fucking assholes.
That's a terrible thing, man. I mean, there's people in. There's people in other parts of the world who are looking for a meal and are starving to death and some clean water, but Harper can't jerk off
today's
to
show, and it's fucking Tim and Faith is bitch ass. Like, who the fuck wants to look at these assholes? I was like, fuck this. I'm putting a Hulu on.
Watching Blanche, okay. Harper, real quick, what were you telling me the other day via text message? I didn't understand the story. You were saying something about Navy pilots or Air Force. What were you saying?
In the state of Washington, apparently some Navy pilots drew a dick and balls in the fucking sky. And these people are all pissed off. In the state of Washington.
That's got to be a rib. You're not being truthful.
It's like it's on like WWL. Like a real news source.
That's nice, yeah. Hopper.
What if it started raining down cum?
Oh, wow. Oh, that's nice. Harper, you doing all right this morning, though, man?
Yeah, I'm doing great.
Doc, how are you, man?
Man, I got somewhere to be next week, so let's hurry up.
Yeah, we don't know how much Doc's going to be able to do on next week's episode. So let's get into this thing, man. So, like I said, it's episode 68, May the 15th, 1993. You can thank yours truly for uploading it to YouTube. It's an old channel that I had. I don't know how or why the original got pulled down by WWE, but it's up there. You know, just search SMW episode 68, 0515, 1993, and you'll find it. If you haven't already looked at it. But we get into this show. It's Lance Russell and Les Thatcher. They're our host. Lance and Les take us through the five status matches that are still beyond confusing at the very beginning of this thing. I mean, I understand it, but I still believe it's a concept that may have been a little hard to understand by your average viewer or fan back then. And then they throw us to a recap of Corny and Bob Armstrong. I don't know. I don't have anything to play here, but I wanted to get your thoughts on, because remember, this is the scene where Corny, puffs his chest out to Bullet Bob, and Bullet Bob basically bitch slaps him and whatnot. Doc, did you have anything else you wanted to say about that? I mean, it's a recap.
Well, it's a recap within the context of the Jimmy Golden Stan Lane match, which does have some developments here. But, once again, this is the beginning, it looks like, of a Cornette-Armstrong feud, and it'll be significant for a while.
Yeah, I'm with you there. Harper, anything from that recap that we've... I mean, we just saw this, was it last week, I guess? Anything you had from it more?
I like this, because there's some realism to it.
I'm just a big fan of the whole deal, because it's you know, I bring it up all the time, it's... kind of like what Watts did with Corny and Mid-South, except different in the fact of how this one plays out versus that one, in my opinion.
I still popped again this week when Armstrong was like, if this tie's bothered you, buddy, he's just a clip on.
Oh, bruh, it's so classic, like Southern wrestling, old school. He's like, it's a clip on, and he just politely removes it. But I still think the best part of that is Bullet Bob turning the fucking hat backwards and then ripping
over
his
the top,
whip, and then he rips his shirt just enough to where his barrel chest pokes out, his hairy barrel chest. I thought that was great.
I bet he regretted tearing that shirt. He's like, damn it, that was my favorite shirt, man. I got that down at the Walmarts for like 10, 11 bucks.
He's probably like, bro, this is my fucking church shirt. What the fuck?
Yeah.
Oh, man. So that goes down. And so we'll move on because, it, like I said, it's the recap of where we're at with Corn and Bullet Bob. They then, Lance and Les, update us on Stan Lane getting injured. They throw us to a match between the Stud Stable and the Heavenly Bodies that, of course, Cornette gets involved in with his racket. Fuller gets pinned by Stan Lane after Cornette used his racket on Fuller. But after the match, Fuller and Golden say bullshit, and Fuller throws in the Fuller leg lock into Lane. So Lane, he may be injured here because Fuller had that leg lock in for a while. Doc, you first. Thoughts on what they show us here between this match with the Heavenly Bodies and Stud Stable?
My first thought, other than Stan having a hurt leg now and that damn Fuller leg lock, is they couldn't get any closer to to film this in that gym. Jesus Christ.
God, that was horrible.
I was like, what are those ants doing down there in the ring? Shit.
Well, because it was maybe non-televised?
I don't want any excuses, pal.
Yeah. Oh, okay. All right. Well, I just thought I'd say that. Okay. So, Harper, anything else from you there?
Is that the match when Killer Kyle does the save?
Kyle did get involved. I don't know if he did. Did he make the save, Doc? I don't have it in my notes.
Man, I don't know.
He does get involved though, Harper. Yeah. He's involved in it. But again, you know, it is what it is, and it looks like even though you know, Lane gets the pin, I mean, they do some damage afterwards. So there's a local promo. I'm not going to play it because it's really nothing special. It's Cornette and then Dirty White Boy. It's just, you know, trying to talk him into the building. But we do go to another segment right after that. It's Les Thatcher and Lance Russell. They throw us to the status matches. So here it is. Try to keep track of this thing with me real quick. The winner of the first status match is Robert Gibson, who beat the Tasmaniac. So they're up 1-0. The second status match is Killer Kyle versus Robert Fuller, with Kyle winning. So it's tied up. Third match, winner.
Kyle didn't just go over. Fuller used the violin weapon and gets DQ'd. Robert Fuller isn't just going to lose.
Okay, I'm just giving the result. I didn't say he jobbed, asshole. Anything else you want to say before I move on to say that the third match between Primetime Brian Lee and Stan Lane, who the winner was?
Go ahead, dude.
Primetime Brian Lee. So, basically, what do we have here? The Cornette side is up 2-1.
Well, I had a note here on this. First of all, Stan Lane's leg is really giving him problems here. Is it just me, or do these ropes look really loose?
No, they're loose.
I wanted to ask the bumpers here, what you know, does that cause problems when you're working matches?
Yes.
Yeah, you want tight ropes.
So we got guys that are working around an issue here, is what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Yeah, you want them tight. The other thing, too, is, Doc, you ever remember, like, if you ever watch, I guess, Global
you like your ropes like you like your pussy. I get it.
No, pretty much, yeah. I mean, who wants a worn-out piece of ass?
But not
ass?
Too tight.
Right, you don't want it to hurt. I mean, fuck, yeah. Man. You don't want it to feel like a fucking boa constrictor's around it, some bitch.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I mean, so, come on, man. Goddamn, pal. Shit. But anyway, what I was going to say was it reminds me of sometimes in, like, World Class. World Class had, like, the worst ropes. The ring in general was the shits, but the ropes, like, a lot of times in World Class, they were low and they were fucking loose always. So, but let's keep moving. Again, 2-1, Cornette's side is up in this deal right here. So they throw us to the Thatcher and Russell, then start going over the second set of status matches. So we've now got Kevin Sullivan versus Jimmy Golden. And in this one, Sullivan gets the win, so it's now tied up. And then the last status match is Ricky Morton versus Dr. Tom. And to end the last status match, I think Cornette pepper sprayed Morton. Morton goes down. The ref didn't see it, but the ref gets the count, and Pritchard gets the win. What this means is that the team of the Heavenly Bodies, basically Cornette's side, won the status match count 3-2, if you're counting at home. Harper, any thoughts on just this set of status matches as we go into Rage in the Cage or the last set?
Well, was that the Ether?
I thought it was pepper spray.
he called it an aerosol can. So
right.
I was looking for ether. So
yeah,
I don't think pepper spray comes in a aerosol format, but I don't know.
Dude, I mean, have you seen the footage of this match? Like, it's not like you can. It's put it this way: since this wasn't actually taped or produced for television, and they're just showing you, I guess, a recap of it, it's not necessarily kind of the best quality.
It's kind of a disaster,
right? Like this is their big event, which is for the live crowd, and this is territory wrestling, so yeah. You don't have WCW or even, well, you know, their production sometimes is shit if you listen to Tony Schiavone, but it wasn't like this. You can't really see, so I just assume
it's just plus, a hard cam.
Yeah, how are you gonna spray ether in his face? I mean, it's one thing to put the ether in a towel.
Well, here's the thing.
And if it's ether, he would go down. He wouldn't cover his eyes, asshole.
If people complained about this, the answer would have been: if you don't like watching it on TV, maybe you should take your ass down to the building, pal.
Bro, I'm getting more and more. I'm starting to more and more understand. Like these fans nowadays, anybody like the younger generation. If you're like 20 years old and you're growing up on wrestling now, you don't even realize how lucky you are. In this respect, not that the product's good, but the fact that you get to see everything. Like,
anytime you want it.
Yeah.
Right.
Anytime you want, it's there.
Didn't get to see none of it. So, like, we go through the Saturday night shows, right? And we got to see a week later how Dusty won the belt.
Right.
And then you only get a bits and pieces of it. You don't even get to see the whole card of what went down that night. So it's just a completely different environment.
And here's the other thing. I didn't have cable, so I had to start planning days in advance to get myself positioned to a house that had cable. I had no car.
Bruh,
I'm 12 years old. My grandparents were the only people I knew that had cable. They lived 6 miles away from me. That might as well have been 600 miles away from me when I was 12. So I had to start working on like Tuesday, like, psst, psst. Hey, Mom. Hey, Dad. Don't you think we should go over to their house this Saturday night?
And Popper,
you had to start on that like days in advance. This shit took planning.
Real quick, Harper, did you have cable then, 86?
Fuck no. We have, okay. No.
Yeah, see? Yeah.
I used to have a friend of mine, Mark Lewis. He had cable, and he used to record it on a VCR every now and then. And I used to watch it and just watch that stuff. Those same matches over and over and over again.
No, so the greater point being, and Doc, I've told the story before on the flagship show, I used to go by my uncle and aunt, and it was not even 9-10 miles away, but it may have been 1,000, like you said, to catch me some Saturday night. Mid-South wasn't an issue because that was on basic television, but Saturday night was a challenge.
Mm-hmm. Here's the crime of life. So I spent all my youth, when I had the time to watch wrestling, not having any availability to watch wrestling.
Bro.
Now I'm old. I have access to everything that's ever existed just about because I know what I'm doing. And I don't have any time to watch it. And if I do, I fall asleep. That's the cruelty of life right there.
It's a messed up part of it. So back to the point, though. So this was shot not for TV. It was shot to have it on record, but at the same time, the only way you could really see it good is if you were in the building. So it's in one hard cam, like Harper said. So let me get into this. So again, the count is it's Cornette's side 3, the other side 2. So they're going to have the advantage in Rage in a Cage. It's as simple as I can put it without getting too technical with what went down, what else went down. So after the match, remember, I said Ricky got pepper sprayed, and I believe it was pepper spray or something like that because he's now got his eyes covered. I guess it could be ether because that would have the same effect. But let's listen to what Ricky has to say. Primetime Brian Lee and Ricky Morton are going to cut a promo here as they're getting ready to go to Rage in a Cage. Here it is.
Advantage. I think Mark.
Fans, we're here in the dressing room area with Primetime Brian Lee and Robert Gibson. Apparently, Ricky Morton has been sprayed with some type of chemical by Jim Cornette. Guys, is Ricky even going to be able to make it into the Rage in the Cage?
Well, I'll tell you what, that's just one example of what Jim Cornette and those guys would do to get an advantage over us. But I'll tell you what, You see, Ricky Morton, he's still standing, and he's still standing tall. And when Rage in the Cage comes down, we're going to do it. Ain't that right, Rick?
You got one thing right, Jimmy Cornette. As long as I got 2 feet to stand on and one eye to see out of, brother, nothing's going to stop us from getting to you. But what I want to know is where the stud stable's at. You know, they're back in their dressing room and won't talk to us. But let me tell you one thing, brother. Don't double cross us. Don't double cross us.
Let me just say this. I don't know where the stud stable is, and I don't know if Jimmy Cornette's got any dirty tricks left, but I am the referee for this cage match, and I'll see that the best team wins. And as far as I'm concerned, I'm with the best team.
All right. Well, there you heard it, Les.
Hold on. Let me play the rest of that.
Yes, Ricky is going to go back in there despite that handicap after that sneak attack by Jim Cornette. So he's going to be in action. Let's go up for it right now.
All right, I'll throw it you first, Doc. Thoughts on promo there? What's going down before Rage in the Cage?
Well, Bob Armstrong seems a little biased, man. I'm going to make sure the best team wins, and I think it's you. What the hell is that?
That seems like
10 pounds of bullshit. The deck is stacked, man. How can they beat Cornette's guys? I mean, there doesn't seem to be a way. I don't know. The odds, the deck is stacked, pal. And I really like the idea that they're sowing the seeds of doubt that the stud stable is just being the stud stable and like, nah, bro, we got to crush this beer before we go out there. Y'all figured out the game plan, little fellers.
Yeah, they're not even out there. They're having a case of beer in the back before they go out. Oh, man. Harper, anything from you on Ricky and prime time there?
Ricky's down but not out, man.
Yeah.
Fuck y'all.
This reminds me of Saturday Night where he's got his eyes covered. I don't know, just does. All right. So here's what I'm going to do now. Les and Lance discuss the Rage in a Cage rules. Doc, let's do a vote on it. Harper, Doc, you good with playing this soundbite here?
Hold on. No, don't. Because here's okay. The man just died, but he's as confused as we are. So he's a legend. Let's don't refute that. Here's my note. Lance doesn't know the goddamn rules any better than any of us do. Shit. All of us are confused. I said, basically, my other note was this is just War Games without the lid on the cage. And then they've added the handcuffs, which we'll see.
That's probably the best way to put it for people who know the War Games. Well, yeah. No. You're right. I was about to refute something, but yeah, it's pretty much what it is.
It's like if you took War Games and battered it up and chicken fried it, there it is.
Yeah.
With a real shitty cage.
The coop is back.
Bruh. Okay, yeah. So let's get into that.
So as we get into it, so the coop is back. And if you've been listening to this, basically they brought out the chicken coop for this match. And I just was, the first thing I have is that coop does not look like it's structurally good enough. I mean, Kevin Sullivan himself doesn't look like, I mean, he looks like this thing can't contain him. And then there's all those other guys. This is just, I was worried though. I sat there like a worried parent. You know, you yell at your kid when they're not too sure, like climbing up a ladder or, you know, whatever. And you're like, oh. I sat there the whole match worried about the cage more than anybody else.
Harper, I'll get your reaction in a second. Let me read to you my exact notes because I wrote this out verbatim. They throw us two of the match. It's 5-on-2, according to Lance Russell and Les Thatcher. These guys are in the chicken coop again. Longtime listeners of this show will remember the Fantastics versus Heavenly Bodies who had a war inside the chicken coop. Well, the coop is back, and I swear, I don't fucking know how this thing stayed attached to the ring.
Mm-mm.
This looks like a fucking insurance hazard waiting to happen. At one point, Dr. Tom is standing on the top rope and he's hanging from I don't know how he doesn't fall. The coop is swaying back and forth. Real quick, and I'll get your thoughts, Harper. Cornette told us how this was made, or told me how it was made when I was on his show, and he said, well, we had a guy, he said he can make a cage, and he made the cage, and we kept it. This is the same cage. This is the same cage from last year. This ain't a new cage. And he just said, you know, it broke down in panels. What? No shit. So, Harper, your thoughts on just the match and the coupe?
I didn't realize how bad off that cage was until they had Taz's hand.
God.
And someone goes to punch him, and he goes to sell. He goes, dude, I swear to God, I thought he was going to go through it.
I know. That was the same part where I was like, oh, no. Yeah.
At that point, because, like, I see the cage, I was like, yeah, it looks shitty, but maybe it's, you know, it's fucking good enough.
They got to know what they're doing, right? These guys right. all wouldn't get in there if it wasn't safe, right?
Exactly. And then when I see Taz almost go through the fucking chicken wire, I was like, oh, fuck, something bad's going to happen.
Right.
And I kept waiting for something stupid to happen.
Well, so here's the thing. This thing obviously goes on for a while, and I mean a long time.
Fuck yeah.
Somehow Ricky Morton gets Lane in a figure four, and the team of the Rock and Roll with Golden and Fuller win the match because Morton got Lane to submit. Now, I'm going to play what happens with Cornette and Bullet Bob in a second because I've got the sound bite. But Doc, any thoughts on the way the match ended with Morton?
Yeah, well, Ricky was bleeding, and he was firing up, and he had the crowd going. I thought the way they did the stand submission was good. Really, as is good Southern wrestling, the match was only part of the story, and then look out.
Right, exactly. That's my point, too. Harper, you?
And I love when it's over, the stud stable just leaves. They're like, fuck
they
y'all.
They said, fuck this.
They said, fuck this. The bell rang. Bye, bitch.
My exact note was the stud said, fuck it to all of this.
Fuck it. We're going to have a beer. That's basically what happened.
We should have never stopped drinking in the first place. We're going to go make that right now. You boys, you little fellas, have a good time. See you later.
Stud gonna tell you little fellas, you go ahead on and get there and you do what you gotta do. We're gonna head to the back, we're gonna crush a case of beer, and then we're gonna fuck a broad named Barbara and Tammy. And that's basically how it went down. Okay, we're gonna go to the part now. Cornette is about to attack Bullet Bob. After the match, Cornette hits Bullet Bob with his racket. Bullet Bob no sells it, turns around, clocks Cornette. For a while, Bullet Bob is giving it to Cornette and the Heavenly Bodies, but eventually Morton Gibson and Primetime Brian Lee are now handcuffed to the cage, and Bullet Bob has Sullivan, Cornette, Kyle, and Heavenly Bodies all pounding on him. After a while, they handcuff Bullet Bob to the cage like he's on a crucifix. He's stretched out, and that's important to know because he's wide open, and Cornette starts having batting practice with Bullet Bob's ribs. Now, before I get your thoughts, let me play some of this. That way you can hear it because it reverberates through the speakers. Here it is.
Oh, look at Cornette with Armstrong. Look at him.
Oh, yeah.
Look at him.
Big man. Got him both arms handcuffed to the cage. And Cornette slapping him. Got his tennis racket. Oh. Teed off both hands right in the midsection.
That rib cage is taking a hell of a battery. Excuse my language.
This is terrible. This is as bad as anything I've seen. Tracy and Tim Horn are frantic to try to get in there.
Look right above us here. The referee, Mark Curtis, trying to climb up and over. Kyle keeping him out. Now Sullivan going to work on Brian Lee. And Cornette and company are having a picnic in that ring.
Keith Cornette!
Yeah. Boy, that's the kind of stuff, I tell you what. I'd like to see worse than that happen to him, but this guy's license ought to be jerked.
I will say...
All right, Harper, your thoughts on the assault of Bullet Bob Armstrong.
I love watching Mark Curtis try to climb the cage, and he gets a little bit up there, then he's like, oh God. I can't get in. And I was thinking, if you got in it, what are you going to do?
Get your ass whooped.
Yeah, what the fuck are you going to do?
Well, and it's not just him. Tracy's trying. Everybody's trying.
Yeah, but they can't get in, so they just beat the shit out of him some more.
God damn.
Now, I stopped the soundbite. It's still, yeah, yeah. I'm 39.
No, just go,
20 it's in, and it's still got three more minutes to go.
Oh, yeah. There's an ass whooping to be handed out. And the thing of it is, so at about 37 minutes in, Sullivan turns to Primetime, who's handcuffed to the cage, and does like a pelvic thrust at him. And I popped at that old Kevin Sullivan doing suck it basically to Primetime. So again, it's a wild chaotic scene because you got Horner and Smothers trying to scale the cage. You got Curtis or Hildebrand trying to get in the cage. And it's just there's very few people that are more perfect to call that kind of situation than Lance Russell, who's like your grandpa, who's this is the worst thing he's, you know, your grandpa was always like, hey, I've seen worse. Don't get too worked up about it, pal. It'll be all right. You know, everything's fine. All of a sudden, your grandpa's like, this is the worst thing I've ever seen.
Well, I don't know. Bob Cottle and Dutch did a good job when Primetime Brian Lee got butchered, too, though.
They do, but the thing of it is that Lance is Lance. I mean, Cottle is fantastic. Dutch is fantastic. We've had that conversation. But if you can have the best in the business, let's have the best in the business. This is where I believe they actually did legit break Armstrong's ribs, and he was having a hard time breathing in there.
Well, you can hear the damn tennis racket exploding off of his stomach. I mean, those pops you heard were Cornette. Lance said it. He's having batting practice. He was.
Let me ask you guys this question. Because that was chaotic, right? That was wild-assed. It was just a swarm of bad guys beating up the old man. The baby face is trying to get in. Lance Russell calling the action. What would have happened in that arena in 1985 if this scene was recreated?
They would have probably ripped that chicken wire off that fucking thing and stormed in there.
It would have looked like when Dusty's leg was broken and the fans converged on the cage.
That's what I was thinking.
Yeah, when the sea of humanity literally moved forward and they were trapped. They couldn't even get out because of what they had done to Dusty. That's what you would have had.
Because, I mean, they beat on Armstrong for an uncomfortable amount of time. Maybe it's maybe more uncomfortable because he really is hurt. But it's like, you know, I always wonder, like, in wrestling sometimes they'll put on a move and they'll break it. Why not go back to that move and just keep, you know, working that? Say, like, I put you in a figure four, you got to the ropes. Okay, I'm going to get up, drag you to the middle, and put it back on again. That's pretty much what they kept doing to Armstrong here, because he's just, they fuck him up.
And I was thinking, where's this kid at?
Yeah, where are the little munchkins? Where's the litter?
It went on for that scene I just played, which was a minute maybe. That shit went on for 4.5 minutes of him destroyed.
It doesn't sound like a long time until you let somebody, chain yourself up to a fence and let somebody whack you with a tennis racket.
Yes. Harbor, anything else from you on Bullet Bob getting destroyed there?
It's just it fucking went on for so long to fucking prove a point that his fucking ribs are broken.
Yeah. It's a while. Okay. Mm-hmm. So they finally, Bullet Bob is laid out. I mean, he's just destroyed. They come back from commercial. Les and Lance are talking about the match and, of course, the aftermath. Bullet Bob is laid out in the middle of the ring. They're starting to stretcher him out of the ring. Now, here's the key. Remember, the Rock and Roll Express is the team that won the match, but you never know that because of what they did to Bullet Bob after. So the baby faces win, but in true territory style wrestling, the heels freaking still prevail, if that makes sense. Harper, your thoughts on this before I go to the Cornette promo at the end?
I was thinking, through all of this, Bullet Bob has been a thorn in all their sides. Mm-hmm. Kevin Sullivan and a Cornette, and this was their chance to get revenge on his ass, to really put him out. So they threw all their anger to against the right source.
Yeah, and they destroyed him.
Mm-hmm.
Doc, your thoughts?
Well, I was just thinking that it should be easy to get to Armstrong because the cage is flimsy and the ropes are loose, so it should be shouldn't be too hard to get him on a stretcher.
Well, I guess you're right there.
And they showed the showed the stretcher and the ambulance later because, well, I don't mean to spoiler, but we're heading there. Did you notice it said rural and metro both? I was like, they go to the county, they go to the city, they go to the country. Wait, it's all the country. What the fuck? It's all rural. Okay. These hillbillies. I'm surprised they had an ambulance.
Somebody out there is going to be offended by that because they can't take a fucking joke.
And if someone's going to be like, I'm a volunteer fireman at who gives a shitville fire department, and the rule of metro means this and that and blah, 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 blah. Whatever, bro.
Friend of the show, King Cantrell, who is a promoter, indie promoter, and he was on the volunteer fire department. I don't know if he still is. He won't get offended because...
Well, here's the thing.
If he knows it's all fun and games.
Well, here's the thing. If you're so legit and you're so busy, why are you down at the wrestling match to participate in an angle and use up a valuable ambulance to take off Barb Armstrong?
Well, you can't say that, especially in Louisiana, because it's required.
I know.
Now, but... I hear you. I don't know what the
commission... And they didn't bring the ambulance down to take him off thinking that Armstrong would actually need it when it was over. So that's my point.
Yeah. I got you.
Are we going to go back in a minute and touch on the local promo?
I can after we do...
I just had one note on that, but let's keep going with the angle we're in because it's
important. Yeah, I don't want to break it up. So the next thing that happens is they go to commercial, they come back, or not commercial, they then transition, and it's Lance Russell with Cornette backstage, and let's hear Cornette and what he has to say after what he's just done.
Thatcher put it best, brother. You better have finished him tonight. You better hope he's dead, because if he comes out of this, he won't forget it. Not in a month, not in a year.
Let me tell you something, Banana Nose. I agree with Les Thatcher. I hope he's stinking dead, too. Let me tell you something, Bob Armstrong. I swore to you, and I swore to the people that watch Smoky Mountain Wrestling, that there's no way on God's green earth that I'd let you get away with putting your hands on me. The time that you hit me in my head, brother, was the day that you signed your death warrant. I'm going to guarantee you something right now. I'm not going to stop there, because I know you got a family, Bob Armstrong. Rage in the cage, I ain't worried about it. Lost Tangle in Tennessee, no matter what you do to the heavenly bodies, no matter what you do to anybody that I manage. Brother, you're always going to have Jim Cornette to contend with. The greatest thing that I've ever done in my life. The greatest sight that I have ever seen. The greatest feat that I have personally been responsible for was sending your decrepit carcass out of that Knoxville Civic Coliseum on a stretcher, into the ambulance, into the hospital, and for all we know, into the morgue. Jim Cornette's going to rule Smoky Mountain Wrestling, Bob Armstrong. And as you saw tonight, I proved conclusively, there's nothing that you can do about it. The Rock and Roll Express were left laying in a heap. Primetime Brian Lee was left laying in a heap. The Stud Stable out of the picture. And Jim Cornette standing over Bob Armstrong. You paid the price, Bob Armstrong, for putting your hands on me. You paid the price for a stinking, slimy, redneck, ex-farmer, ex-marine, no good southern piece of trash putting his hands on me, a Cornette. Well, I guarantee you this. You see now that Jim Cornette's on top of things. I hope those doctors work on you real good. I hope you go home to Scotty and to Steve and to Brad and Brian, the little deserter, you know, the coward, your whole stinking family, your ugly wife. I hope you resign as commissioner of Smoky Mountain Wrestling. And I hope you leave the job to me, because, brother, I can handle it a whole lot better than you can. Like I said, Bob Armstrong, Jim Cornette always has the final word. Jim Cornette always has the final word, and I had it today at the Volunteer Slam in Knoxville, Tennessee, over you, Bullet Bob Armstrong. Turns out that the bullet was shooting blanks.
Lance, you contain yourself better than I could.
Well, I gotta tell you, Les, that's one of the most nauseating things I have ever seen, most nauseating person I've ever talked to on it. It's just incredible.
Well, we can't give you a prognosis on Bob Armstrong. We wish we could. He was strapped to the gurney. He was taken out in an ambulance. They had a neck brace on him. There's talk about ribs. There's talk about all sorts of things.
And rupture, too, right? Where he hit him the lousy shot with that tennis racket.
But one thing's for sure, he's in good shape. Bob is in great shape, but he took a severe beating, one of the worst I've ever seen.
It really is. I've got nothing more to say about Cornette's exhibition, and then to come in and crow about what he did, that says it all.
But we do hope that you will join us.
I enjoyed being with you despite this one.
Lance, myself.
Hope everybody's with us again next week.
Well,
have
certainly,
an update on Bob Armstrong.
Let them know what has happened to Bob Armstrong. Yeah. Please join us.
Okay, so that was that. Doc, your thoughts?
Man, I hope he's dead, or I'm sending him to the morgue, man. Corny is... There's a sense of... You know, Harper said it about last week's recap, but there's... You know, they're making you believe. There's realism here. I hate you. I want you dead. And then Corny just unloaded on him as a southern piece of trash, and I was like... That's some real deal, good, fired up personal issues. Corny ain't playing here, pal.
No, he's not. Harper, you?
You think he really cussed when they bleeped it?
Oh, yeah. Hell yeah, they did.
Fuck yeah.
Hey, what else, Harper? Anything?
What do you think he said?
Pussy.
That's nice.
Hey, pussy's allowed to be said now in America.
Oh.
Is it?
Somebody just got... I'm trying to offend somebody.
As long as you're grabbing it, you can't say it. You can grab it all you want.
Oh, man, we're just having fun. God, don't take yourself too serious. Okay.
It's not a... Dick, it's a joke.
Jesus. So, look, man, this shit was intense. Cordette's bragging and says he's not done, but he hopes he's dead anyway. Good God. This is what you love about wrestling. The best part about this is the two aren't on Twitter the next day taking pictures of each other. WWE. Fucking idiots.
How come Corny and Bruce Pritchard hang out now after Corny fired him on TNA?
I don't know about that. I'm with you. Ah.
I like it better when we pretend like we all hate each other.
Yeah, I do too, man. I did too. But this was good, man.
I did like Les and Lance trying to like, well, I had fun with you. That was great. He's dead, but we had a great time.
He gave me a call later.
Okay, well, right. And then they're like, well, I guess we'll do this again next week, right? Oh, yeah, we are doing it again next week. We got to give an update on his condition. Yeah. Okay, so I'll see you next week. It was like they were calling it on the fly right there or whatnot. But good stuff. We'll move on now. I think last words on this, and I know this isn't over yet, but I think you had a real good payoff here. I mean, the Rock and Roll do win, which I think is great. But the payoff here is, man, this whole Cornette and Armstrong thing, which has been going on, if you think about it, the whole promotion, it's really coming to a head right now. So the faces won, but at the end of the day, Bullet Bob took an ass whooping and then is going to the hospital.
Once again, nothing was settled, but it was not settled in a way that makes me want to continue to see what happens next.
Well, something kind of was settled because Rock and Roll won the Rage in a Cage. That's my point.
You're like, what does that do for you? They get extra money for that, a bell?
No, I'm talking about from a fan point of view. It's like, okay, Rock and Roll won, but you're right. Nothing is settled because now Bullet Bob and Cornette are literally on World War III here. All right, so we'll move forward because there's a local promo with Tracy Smothers and Tim Horner. For some reason, Doc wants me to play. I'll play it. Here it is.
Second, Smoky Mountain Wrestling coming back to Morristown at East High School. You'll see a tag title match of the Stud Stable against the winner of the Rock and Roll Bodies match at the Last Tangle in Tennessee. And you'll also see White Lightning and Tim Horner in Morristown taking on Jim Cornette.
That's right, and I'm really excited. First of all, JT, hello down in Harriman on Smoky Mountain Wrestling coming your way next month. But the fact of the matter is, it's me and Jim Cornette one-on-one. You know, we've had some confrontations before in Morristown, but it's always been in tag matches and six mans and whatever. Well, this time it's different. It's one-on-one, Cornette, and you're a smart man. You know you can't take me wrestling. And I've told Hubert Davis up there, who's on the Keep America Beautiful board, that I'm going to clean up Morristown, and I'm going to clean the trash out of Morristown, and that's you, Cornette. You're out of here.
Smoky Mountain Wrestling in Morristown on May 22nd, this Saturday night, a Tennessee chain match for the title. Tracy Smothers against the Dirty White Boy.
That's exactly right. Brian Matthews, nobody, and I mean nobody, paints me yellow, man. I'm a Southern-born, Southern-bred thoroughbred right from Springfield, Tennessee, and I'm coming to Morristown, Tennessee. I'm sorry, I'm mad. I'm stuttering. I'm really ready to go, man. May 22nd, Morristown, Tennessee, a Tennessee chain match. I've had some of the bloodiest, most brutal battles I've ever had in my career, and that's been with you, the Dirty White, when I faced ever Tom, Dick, and Harry in this sport. I know you're coming for a fight. I know you're not going to back down, and you want what I got right here, the Smoky Mountain Heavyweight Champion. I got the champion. You're the challenger. Come see what I got, man, because I got something for you. I'm going to be on you like a duck on a June bug. Show up, white boy.
So there's a difference there because Smother stuttered all over the place, but he's still fired up, and that's the difference between him and Horner, who can't talk either. Both of these tongue-tied guys are crazy, but there's a couple of things here. One is I thought that Cornette and Horner's match would be, you know, they had loser waves the flag. I thought the winner of Horner and Cornette would be the winner gets a fax. And there's been a lot of chatter lately on our in the community, the BTT Army community, about how people are getting tired of Smothers' act. And I'm like, y'all need to. Somebody even compared Smothers to Horner, and I'm like, y'all need to tap. Go find the biggest brake pedal you can.
I didn't see nobody do that.
I thought I saw somebody. Who said that? I was like, man, those are miles apart. The other thing is, I wanted you to play it because I wasn't sure who we were going to give the Tim Horner Award to, but now I know. okay. It was just fun. We haven't had Timmy in a while, so I just thought it'd be fun to hear that. But yeah, man. Everybody, I've heard some chatter about, well, Smothers just says the same thing over and over and over again. Yeah, but it's still better than what came before him there.
No, I think CM Cepeda, because he was the one who said that on Twitter. I think he's actually got a point. Tracy's catchphrases are getting old. They're getting old to me. I agree. He's right. I'm not going to compare him to Horner. That's a false narrative there. I don't know where that's coming from.
But if that's the case, then you got to call out Ricky Morton for saying we're not here to play, we're here to stay, and all that. Really, huh?
I agree. That's getting old too. I mean, and see, the Ricky Morton thing is twofold because we hear that shit on Saturday night as well. So that it's you got it coming at you every week on two different shows. But I mean, to a point, it's true. Tracy's fucking catchphrase, like he used that duck on a June bug. I popped the first time I heard that. Now I'm like, okay, that shit's getting old. I'm glad he didn't go, I'm going north and south. You know, I'm coming north and south, not east and west, right there. So, I mean, I do agree that his stuff's getting old. That doesn't mean I'm going to compare him to Horner, where that stutter right there with Horner and the way he like blah 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 blew it all came back with a lot.
He's talking about one guy in Morristown that's gone the Keep America Beautiful committee. It's like, dude, you're even trying to be cute with your inside jokes that nobody gives a shit about.
Keep America Beautiful committee.
Man, you live in the fucking Smoky Mountains with the biggest set of trash in the country.
Oh, God, Doc. Come on, stop that,
no,
man.
It's a beautiful, I don't know, let me be clear here. It's a beautiful part of the country. I've seen pictures and mountains and trees. It's the shanty shacks that mess it all up.
It's that documentary Hoffer was talking about.
Right. Just like everything else. Everything's fine until the people show up.
Let me repeat what I said last week,
like
too.
New Orleans.
Right. Let me repeat what I said last week. For people who think we shit on the Smoky Mountains, we don't. We're just having fun. And the second thing is, I come from one of the trashiest places on the planet.
Let me get at the world class show. I'll start making fun of people that are from here. I'll give a
bruh.
Fuck. What you need to do is work on yourself and not be a piece of shit. It doesn't matter where you live.
You live, laugh, and love. Okay. All right. Hopper's got some text messages going on. Let's go. We need to do disability checks, man.
Yeah.
All right. I'll go first. I got a feeling I'm going to be chastised for this rating, but I'm going to do it. Even though I completely hate the whole status match, that whole segment where we were going down to status matches, I was like, you can get the fuck out of here. I don't want to know about this, but I understand they needed to fill up some time and explain what happened. I agree with Doc. Lance Russell, as great as he was even confused by the rules before we got to Rage in the Cage. However, Rage in the Cage and then Cornette, that match, and then Cornette being attacked by Bullet Bob and the flimsiness of the cage just in general, and then Cornette's response, all of that was probably about, you know, this whole episode had, I guess, a runtime of about 49 minutes. That was probably a good 35 of it, 36 of it. Because of that, this is getting a 9.5.
God.
Oh, God damn, man.
Yeah.
Dude, you have I loved
the fact that Bullet Bob was stretchered out. This was really, really good. So, Doc, you go ahead.
8.2.
Yeah, oh, you're stupid.
I would say like an 8. Yeah, something like that, man.
Okay. Something like that or what? I'm confused here.
Yeah, like, something like that.
8? Because, I mean, out of all these things that we've done, this one I have wrote down a half a page of shit. It was just that cage match. That was it.
Well, I think that's the point of it all. You got to remember, in territory wrestling, we're lucky we got that. I think you got to put this in the context of the era.
No.
Okay. I think if two of us are telling you you're wrong, you should close your mouth and open your ears, pal.
That's all right.
Both of y'all can eat a fat dick.
I bet you
like one of those people that's got the fuck Trump and if you voted for him, fuck you sticker on the back of your truck.
Did you see that this week?
You know what he emailed? You know what he texted me on election night was just no words, just a Canadian flag.
Here's the sad part: somebody's like,
I just texted him back and said Canada didn't want your black ass.
Yeah.
Somebody's gonna believe that this actually happened, which is the fucking part about this that pisses me off the most, because I swear to you, if you do, you don't even have to do it halfway right. You can piss people off in America, and everything's a fucking work. Everything's a work. If I really wanted to piss people off, I just start talking about politics. That's why we stay away from it. But anyway, okay. We got to do government cheese. First, I do want to thank the patrons. Again, if you're not a patron, go to tinyurl.com/BTTpatron. Become a patron. Get access to the world-class shows. Get access to the other patron episodes that sometimes are wrestling-related, sometimes they're not. We found out in a recent one about a month ago, Hopper had a girlfriend. We knew nothing about that. We also talked Wrestle War 92. It doesn't cost a lot. So, again, go to tinyurl.com/BTTpatron. At the same time, I think this episode is going to air right before Christmas. So, look, there's still time. Go to tinyurl.com/BTTAmazon. Get all your Christmas gifts from there. Again, it's tinyurl.com/BTTAmazon. It doesn't cost you anything extra. Give it to your wives, girlfriends, anyone in your family who does shopping. Give them that link. Tell them to bookmark it.
Give it to your wives and girlfriends so Harper doesn't have to give it to your wife or girlfriend.
Yeah. I got a bad back.
What the hell? Never mind. Never mind. Let's do some government cheese. All right. I'll go first again. I mean, Bullet Bob Armstrong getting injured there. The whole deal. That's my government cheese. Doc, you?
I'm not sure if he has the capability to keep down solid food right now, but I think Bob Armstrong taking a whooping it that he did at his age is going to get the government cheese there, pal.
Hopper?
Yeah, Bob gets it. For being there for like fucking 10 minutes getting his ass beat.
He literally got his ass beat for like four and a half minutes straight.
On TV. You don't know what it was like in person.
Yeah, that's very, very true. So I do want to thank the Hall of Fame patrons before we get out of here. Thank you to Al S, R.E. Miller 39, at Justin_Andretti, at JShiny21, at Natural Hacksaw, at Thin Man Within, Slider 91 US, Justin Rasmussen, at Shep Daddy 32, at USC 49ers Dodger, at Gerald Green III, at T Hog 94, at SV Pageant, at MartinHowell71, at Tim Ritchie, Coldman822, at Godbold Unreal, and at Unconvinced Ray. Thanks for being Hall of Famers. Again, become a patron. It's tinyurl.com/BTTPatron. I want to thank the Wrestling Podcast About Nothing for all their plugs. Go give them a listen every Monday and Thursday. Just search WPAM wherever you get your podcast from. And I want to remind everyone before we get out of here, some fuck knuckle gave us a 2-star review on iTunes. I just want to say, fuck you. I know who you are. You can eat a big bag of fat dicks because you're a fucking cunt. I probably should have got Harper to cut that promo, but whatever. The reason I say that is because it's personal and not everything's a work, though, right, Doc? And not business. It's personal, not business. But anyway, if you want to help the show out, go give us a 5-star review on iTunes if you listen there. You can also subscribe wherever you get your podcast from. iTunes, Podbean, Stitcher, Podcast Addict, TuneIn Radio. And then, let's see, follow us on Twitter at @BTT_podcast. I'm at Mike504Saints, Hardbody Harper, and all his bitches and hoes are at CJHWhoDat. You can go on Facebook, facebook.com/bookingtheterritory if you click the Shop Now button. All of our t-shirts are there for our Pro Wrestling Tee store. And then in the show notes of this very episode, whatever device you're looking on, you should be able to see a TeePublic link there as well that's got, whether it's hoodies, long sleeve sweatshirt, long sleeve t-shirts, all that good stuff. Lots of new designs are on the TeePublic store, so check that out. Don't miss out on it. We've only got 5 on Pro Wrestling Tees, but there's a bunch more in TeePublic. And that's all I got. Doc, anything else before we get out of here and we start on episode 69?
Uh-uh.
Harper's going to enjoy 69 because it's 69. Baby.
Yeah, eating pussy and sucking dick.
God. You savage.
Will you stop?
Oh, man. Harper, anything else before we get out of here?
No, let's roll.
Hit the tagline. That way we can do 69.
Fucking bitch.